Robotics, please meet by the stage. From Paul's second missionary journey, we consider Acts 16, verses 6 through 8. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. If you're like me, there have been times in your life when you really wanted the Lord to show you what He wanted you to do with 100% certainty. You've prayed, you searched God's Word, you weighed the options, you speculated about the possibilities, and yet you feel a little paralyzed with fearful uncertainty. So you want God to write an answer across the sky, or at least give you a clear sign. How should I witness to this person? How can I talk to my friend about the sin he's involved in? Should I be giving more to church? Maybe I should start dating so-and-so. Or should we get married? Or finish our schooling first? Should I prepare to be a public minister or an engineer? Or what career? Our text tells us about the Apostle Paul being forbidden, prevented, and striking out. Why didn't Jesus just show him ahead of time with 100% certainty what he wanted him to do? Paul's group had been traveling west and come to Pisidian Antioch. It seemed natural to continue on that main highway traveling west into Asia and to Ephesus. But verse 6 says they were forbidden by the Spirit. Don't we immediately wonder? How? How did the Spirit forbid them? But we're not told. Perhaps to open our eyes to all the ways in which the Spirit may also guide us by forbidding us. When we can't get time off from work. When a crisis arises. When we need to get our schoolwork done. When an attempt to share God's Word is shut down with a, well, I guess I'm just going to find out if He does return. You may recall that the intense persecution that Paul endured on his first missionary journey originated in this Antioch. So perhaps that active opposition now even set an ambush for him along the highway, and the Lord unveiled it. So they left the highway and now headed north towards Bithynia. But as they were now traveling north, we're told, verse 7, the Spirit did not permit them. What prevented them from now going north? Again, we don't know. But from Galatians 4, we do know that a physical sickness had brought Paul not too long before to Galatia. Perhaps a reoccurrence left him too weak to climb the mountain passes into Bithynia. Or perhaps they ran out of funds. Similarly, the Spirit may guide us by our own physical weaknesses or the lack of funds to do something that we had desired. Verse 8 tells us that now they chose to deliberately bypass Mysia and came to Troas, thinking that it would be a greater mission opportunity, and yet they struck out. Reminds me of one great opportunity I had in witnessing. The man was asking one question of interest after another. He was demonstrating an understanding of God's Word and actualizing a commitment. I thought for sure this was a person that was going to follow through. But then he drowned it all in a trip to the bar and shrugged off any suggested follow-up. Of course, similar things may happen in our lives. Our job prospects or our plans for the day strike out like the Apostle Paul's options did here. Why doesn't Jesus just reveal ahead of time with 100% certainty what He wants us to do? Why? Because He wants us to appreciate that we are not living under the law, with every aspect of life commanded, but under grace, with the opportunity to choose in many areas of life, that in each one of them we may glorify Him, because He wants us to learn to live by faith, not by sight. Watching how He unrolls our role in history, and because He is also cleansing us of that hollow self-conceit, to lift up our eyes to see how the Spirit would guide us and unveil God's plan for your life and mine. But notice that the Apostle Paul, in the midst of this uncertainty, does not become paralyzed with fearful uncertainty. In each situation, guided by the Word and the circumstance, he pursues the option that he now thinks is best to glorify Jesus, trusting that in the midst of this uncertainty, Jesus will certainly work it for good. And so let us recognize that the Holy Spirit deliberately records for us the Apostle Paul being forbidden, prevented, and striking out, so that we would learn to live by faith in what is 100% certain. Jesus loves you so much that He died for you. Your sins have been forgiven. Your mansion is waiting for you in heaven, and the Father, Son, and Spirit are right now dwelling within you, preparing your life as a temple fit for God's praise. That's 100% certain. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 416.